Here's Lisa Pereira with It Says in the Papers.
There's really no way to avoid the tariffs this morning. Trump ignites historic trade war. Trump slaps us with 20% tariffs. Trump upends decades of US trade policy. Those are the headlines you'll find on today's Irish Independent, Irish Sun and Irish Times, and they reflect the coverage on the front pages of pretty much every paper. Moving away from tariffs, several papers cover the case of Rajan Paratharajan, who's being tried in the Central Criminal Court in Cork for the murder of his wife Deepa in 2023. Yesterday, he told the court he'd cut her throat by accident. He described a struggle in their bedroom involving a knife he'd bought 2 days previously. "I took the knife. We had a struggle. The knife was in my hand and falling down, her throat got cut," he said. Mr. Rajan accepted that he'd told his friend, the 999 call taker and the Gardaí that evening, that he'd stabbed his wife, but he denies the charge of murder. A number of papers also cover the inquest into the death of 2-year-old Lauren Boland, who died after choking on a pea at her creche in Wicklow. Dublin District Coroner's Court heard an autopsy report saying a single pea measuring 11 by 5 millimetres found in Lauren's body was sufficient to obstruct the toddler's airway at its narrowest point. The court returned a verdict of death by misadventure, with the coroner calling for a review of dietary guidelines in relation to choking hazards for children. She also called for consideration to be given to the mandatory availability of defibrillators at all childcare facilities. You'll find more details on that story in the Irish Examiner and the Irish Daily Star. The Belfast Telegraph and Irish News report on an upcoming inquest into the death of 14-year-old Noah Donoghue. Noah was found dead in a storm drain in North Belfast in June 2020, 6 days after he went missing as he cycled to meet friends. The Royal Courts of Justice heard yesterday that CCTV footage up to a week before the teenager's disappearance was examined, but the next of kin have asked for that review to extend back a further 3 weeks. In the Irish Daily Mail, a story about what could go wrong when you're working from home. Ryanair is suing a UK air traffic control body for £6 million after over 1,000 flights were either delayed or cancelled on the August bank holiday 2023. The disruption happened after an engineer working for the National Air Traffic Service tried to log on from his home, but the system wouldn't accept his password. It then took him over an hour and a half to get to the headquarters in Southampton, while the Ryanair flights remained grounded. Returning to Trump's tariffs, the Irish Farmers Journal has what it calls an easy answer. Editor Jack Kennedy writes that the government should make farming great again. All money made from food and farming is circulated locally and helps drive rural towns and villages, he says. It's time for the government to recognise that investing in farming and food production is one of the best things that our government can do.
Lisa Pereira,